turn with me in your Bible to Numbers chapter 12, I will go ahead and tell you this message is going to be in two parts. This is part one, and I want you to tune in Wednesday night because that'll be part two. I have been thinking a lot lately about the characteristic of faithfulness. Faithfulness in the Christian life. Faithfulness as a person. What does faithfulness mean to you when we use those words? So we're going to talk about that. Before we actually get into the lesson or the message tonight, I want to remind you that next Sunday morning, a week from today, we will, Lord willing, gather again on our campus for the second drive-in service. And again, we're saying you can get out of your vehicle, you can sit and bring your lawn chair and congregate with the rest of us outside. It is an outdoor service, truly an outdoor forum. Or if you elect, you can simply stay in your vehicle and you'll be able to tune in to a radio frequency and be able to hear the service. You can watch live stream, but we want to get back into the frame of mind and the habit of coming and gathering and getting back literally on this campus. Now look, friends, we know this church or this property is not the church per se. We understand that. We understand that Faith Church is larger than the building, and that these are just brick and mortar and plaster and things like that, that it doesn't constitute the church. So I want you to know that I know that, but we want to get into the habit of getting back together. And so we're doing it incrementally. So today, we had our first drive-through or drive-in church service. Next Sunday, we'll have the second. And that will give us time. We've been working feverishly to prepare and get protocol in place, procedures in place, so that when we gather together as a church family, we will be ready and we will be safe. So we don't want to rush into it. We have been preparing, we are preparing, and by the first Sunday in June, June the 7th, we will gather at 10:30 and we will be in our buildings. And so we're going to get more information to you, and we look forward to that. So I want us to pray, then we'll jump right into part one of this message, the impact of faithful people. Join with me as we pray. Our Father, thank you for your goodness. Help me to share truth and help us to receive it in obedience. And we'll thank you. Be glorified, Father. Draw us closer to you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I have a question. Can God count on you? Can He count on you? Faithfulness means reliability, dependability, or trustworthiness in every legitimate area of life. It really boils down to, can that person be counted on? Adam Clark said that the word faithfulness means fidelity, punctuality in performing promises, conscientious carefulness in preserving what is committed to our trust, he said. He said that it deals with restoring what we've been committed to its proper owner. It relates to our transactions and transacting the business confided to us. Also relates to us not betraying the secret of a friend, not disappointing the confidence of our employers, and on we could go. Matthew Poole said that this idea of faithfulness means truthfulness in words spoken, faithfulness to promises made, reliability. In Numbers 12, verse 7, it makes this statement about Moses. The Lord said that Moses is faithful in all mine house. Adam Clark said that God was saying that Moses was a faithful, I like this phrase, well-tried servant in the house of God. In other words, the Lord had often put Moses to the test. Moses had been put to the test, and he had been tried. He had been examined. Those circumstances revealed what Moses was on the inside and the character and commitment that Moses had. It's interesting that many individuals, many great people in Scripture were called faithful. Moses, David was called faithful. Daniel was called faithful. Paul was called faithful. Silas was called faithful in the New Testament. Epaphras, Tychicus, Onesimus, all these individuals were called faithful. Question, can you be called faithful? So I want to give you four statements tonight. Part one, on the impact that faithful people make. Statement number one, faithfulness in our culture is in high demand, even though it seems like it is out of vogue. I'm reminded of Proverbs 20, verse 6, where the Lord said that who can find a faithful man? It's a question. Can faithful people be found? Now, gang, if this was a difficult thing 3,500 years ago when this question was penned, don't you know it's an even more apropos question for 2020? Who can find a faithful person? Starters are a dime a dozen, but finishers are a rare breed. Individuals who like to talk and who have a lot of talky-talky, but not any walky-walky, you can find them anywhere. We all like to be verbose about how reliable and trustworthy and faithful we really are, but the truth of the matter is a genuinely faithful, trustworthy, reliable person is hard to find. High demand in our culture. It's hard to be that. It's that kind of character. It's difficult to have forged in one's life. It's not popular. It's not in vogue. It's not the cool thing, because it means it demands something out of us. True, genuine faithfulness. So faithfulness in our culture is in high demand, even though it seems it is out of vogue. Faithfulness, statement number two, is prioritized by God more than talent, position, or human success. God prioritizes faithfulness. It's interesting that in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, the Lord says that it is required in stewards. Stewards. What's a steward? A steward was someone who had been given or had received a trust, something that had been committed to them. And they had been given a trust, an item or a responsibility to oversee, to manage, to hold for the owner. This was a steward. They were to treat it like it was their own and to protect it and guard it, if necessary, with their life. The Lord says that it's required in us as stewards of God, that we be found, that we be proven faithful or reliable or trustworthy. Proverbs 28, verse 20 says that a faithful man is going to abound, going to overflow with blessings. Why? Because the Lord blesses faithfulness. God honors faithfulness. He prioritizes it. Statement number one, faithfulness in our culture is in high demand. Statement number two, faithfulness is prioritized by God more than talent, position, or human success. Statement number three, faithfulness in a little thing is really a big thing. In Luke 16, verse 10, Jesus makes this statement where He says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is going to be faithful in much." In other words, if you take seriously the responsibility to manage something very, very small, then you will take it seriously when you're given something greater. If something, friend, is too small for you to manage in your mind, then you will never be used to manage anything larger. There's a story that is told of a professional man who applied for a high-level position with a huge corporation. After the interview with the CEO, the chief executive officer, this man who had applied, this candidate, was invited to go to lunch with the CEO at the company cafeteria. The CEO watched the man go through the cafeteria line with his tray, and he noticed that the candidate for the job had picked up a small little 2-cent pat of butter, and he slid it and hid it under his bread so he wouldn't have to pay for it when he checked out. And he thought to himself, if this man will be unfaithful in something so small, he's not the kind of man I can trust with my business. And ladies and gentlemen, that candidate for that high position, high paying, high profile job lost what was probably the best job offer of his life over something as small as a little pat of butter. All because this man decided that something so small was really not that important. That reminds us, friend, that faithfulness in the little is really faithfulness in the big. Statement number one, faithfulness in our culture is in high demand. Statement number two, faithfulness is prioritized by God. Statement number three, faithfulness in the little is really faithfulness in the big. And I close with this for part one. Faithfulness will be gauged, will be the gauge. Faithfulness will be the gauge by which we will be evaluated at the judgment seat of Christ. You see, ladies and gentlemen, at the judgment seat, we will not be judged or evaluated based on our sins. No, those were judged in Christ on the cross. They were paid for by His sacrificial death and His shed blood at Calvary. However, we will be evaluated and judged based on our faithfulness and our works and our service. One writer said, God's question to us when we stand before Him as believers will not be, how much were you noticed? Or even, how much did you accomplish? But rather, His question will be, friends, were you faithful in fulfilling my calling where I placed you? Because the criteria for rewards or lack thereof is one thing. It's faithfulness. Can God count on you? So you tune in Wednesday night and we're going to flesh this out. What does this mean for us specifically, practically, as we live our lives for the glory of Jesus? Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for our dear people. Thank You for reminders in Scripture of the importance of faithfulness. So as we continue Wednesday evening to talk through this from Your Word, teach us, change us, help us to prioritize that You prioritize. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.